Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Putting things out in the universe that you're looking for. So if you're looking for certain kind of deals, being more intentional about talking about that, what you are looking for and that which you envision.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode and the interview with our best ever guest, I want to mention Fund That Flip, because Fund That Flip is an online lender that gives you fast, convenient access to really affordable money that you need for your flip project. So if you're doing residential flips, then the main thing I imagine that you're focused on, or the main two things, are the deal and the money. So if you've got the deal pipeline, but you need access to cash and you want to build a reputation within a group that will continue to invest their dollars into your deals, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. The founder of Fund That Flip is Matt Rodak, and he's actually one of my very first guests on the show. It's episode number 7. So if you have a chance, go check that out too. Familiarize yourself with Matt and what he's all about. But when you're needing money and you want an online lender that provides fast, convenient access to affordable capital for your flipping projects, then Fund That Flip's the way to go. Their team has over 200 deals under their belt, and you can actually, this is crazy, you can actually be approved immediately within 30 seconds once you put in your information. So go to fundthatflip.com/best ever and get some money for your flipping projects. Okay, here's a no-brainer. Since you're a real estate entrepreneur, you know that selecting a health insurance plan is a real pain, and dealing with the whole process is a pain. That's why I've partnered up with Stride Health, and they make the whole process really easy, and they have a personal concierge service for you to help you out. They've got a fancy algorithm that helps find the right health plan just for you, and on average, they can save you $400 a year, and it only takes 10 minutes. Go to stridehealth.com/best ever. That's stridehealth.com/best ever. Well, hello there. How you doing, best ever listeners and all of the loyal listeners for Michael Blanc's podcast? All right, so we're doing something a little bit different today. It is a Follow Along Friday, and for those of you who aren't familiar with Follow Along Friday, basically it's a Friday where we give you an update, or I usually give you an update for the best ever listeners on my show about what I've got going on, but
I was like, we've got to do something a little bit more dynamic. So I've invited my friend, and for best ever listeners, I know you know Michael Blanc. He is a real estate, a multifamily real estate investor and entrepreneur, and he's been on the show a couple times. And we're going to tag team this follow along Friday. So hello, best ever listeners, and for all of the apartment building investing podcast listeners with Michael Blanc, how's it going?
Yeah, outstanding, Joe. Hey, I appreciate being on the show. I think it's a fantastic idea because, you know, I interview all kinds of people and you're on the show as well. And people say, you know, gosh, I appreciate it, but what are you up to these days? So I think, you know, being a fly on the wall in a conversation of kind of what you and I are doing on a weekly basis, I think it's a fabulous idea.
Yeah. It's the same feedback from, you know, from best ever listeners, you know, it's about, yeah, it's great to hear all the interviews, but what the heck are you up to? So I'm glad that we're having this conversation. So for everyone out there, basically how we're going to structure this is we're going to talk about what we've got going on over the last 7 days. And this is not to talk about our accomplishments and beat our chest. This is to talk about the things that we're coming across as active real estate investors in multifamily and the things that we're learning as we're coming across them so that the learnings can be applied to what you've got going on in the multifamily space as well. So that's the whole purpose of this. So with that being said, Michael, you want to kick it off a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, why don't we start with you? I mean, what's kind of the best thing that's happened to you over the last 7 days?
Oh, well, I'd say the best thing would be I actually had a guest on my show, just an incredible interview, Richard Wilson, and he has a podcast called Family Offices. And I've been listening to this for, I don't know, like 3-4 months now, because my whole focus right now with multifamily syndication is getting a high net worth investor in the $10 million range. And so what I started looking at were family offices, and I didn't know anything about family offices before I started looking. I don't know. In fact, I don't even know how I came across it, but I started listening to his podcast and did more research on what he's got going on. And he actually, not only is he the host of the podcast, but he has a single family office. So basically what that means is he oversees the investments for a family, one family, and the family has a net worth of over $100 million. And he also has relationships with 3 different billionaire families and is the, I forget the term, but basically like a broker who finds investment opportunities for them. So had a conversation with him and invited him on my podcast. That went well. Afterwards, we got to talking and he's like, well, I got this event in Miami and you should come check it out. And so I am. And first time I have never been to Miami, but this event is all about, it's a meeting of the minds for family office professionals and those who are interested in the family office industry. And David Lindahl's presenting there. He's the only name I recognized. For the most part, it's kind of hedge fund people and people who head up family offices. But these are high net worth families, at least 20 million and upwards to, you know, billions, dot, dot, dot. And my goal is to, one, you know, build a relationship with Richard there. Then two is just to learn more about it, because that's the key for what I've got going on. Because as I'm learning more and more about the family offices, their returns that they look for are with a stabilized multifamily syndicated deal, 12% internal rate of return and above. And so, you know, the type of returns I've been doing are 20% internal rate of return and above. And what I've noticed is that we could get into a lot more deals if we get cheaper money. That's basically what it boils down to. So in addition to that, if I can find a $5 to $10 million investor that wants to, you know, partner on a syndicated deal, then, you know, that would open up, you know, the floodgates for a lot more opportunity.
Yeah, what a wonderful opportunity. And you know, the podcasts are a great excuse to get people that otherwise probably wouldn't answer your phone call and get a half hour with them. And it sounds like it's a fantastic introduction to kind of the next level that you want to be at.
Yeah. I'm excited for it for sure.
Cool.
When going on the other side of the table, what would you say over the last 7 days, what's been the best thing to happen to you?
Well, I had a 76 unit deal come over and And it's a result of, you know, putting things out in the universe that you're looking for. So if you're looking for certain kind of deals, being more intentional about talking about that, what you are looking for and that which you envision. And I've been doing that the last month, and it's starting to kind of pay off. You just simply talk to everyone you know and be more intentional in your networking, and people are starting to respond to that. So I was very excited that was starting to happen, because I'm being more intentional in the networking and working with some of my students and people out there, even non-students, using sites like the Bigger Pockets, et cetera, and putting out there what kind of deals I'm looking at. So that was kind of cool. That kind of deal materialized, you know, within the last 5 days.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. If you don't have it under contract, then obviously you've got to be a little cryptic about it. But what can you tell us about it?
Yeah. I don't have it under contract yet. We're still batting the LOI around, but it looks like it's promising. And it's a distressed, slightly distressed property. It's already been renovated to 70%, but the owner who's had it is just grown tired. And he's just done with the whole process, which is great, because the building is about 35% vacant. So there's still a lot of opportunities, still a lot of work to do. And that's kind of stuff that I'm looking for, is in the $2 to $4 million range, and something that where we can add some value. So this fits in that criteria.
So would you do a bridge loan, or would you go in all cash initially? How would you take it down?
I don't know yet. I don't know. It could be one of those things where the seller might finance it for, you know, a period of time, or if not, a bridge loan would probably something we would consider.
And where are you at with it? I know you said you're in the LOI process, but what type of position do you have versus them, or is it really just kind of getting the thing signed?
Well, no, I mean, we have a basic basic agreement on moving forward. We just have to kind of get it done. So I do feel like we'll get it on a contract. It's just a time is passing, and with the holidays, things take a little longer.
Yeah. So well, with the cool holidays, usually that's a good thing, yeah, because then the number of buyers dries up, and then yeah, you're able to be a little bit more yeah shiny of an object in front of the seller.
So as you said earlier, you know, it's not all fun and games of what we do here. And so what's kind of your biggest challenge right now?
Well, very tactically speaking, it's a fire hydrant at one of my properties that decided to leak. And after a plumber looked at it, I'm chuckling, but now I'm not going to chuckle. After the plumber looked at it, I have a quote of between $3,500 and $5,400. That's, you know, to fix it, or to replace it rather. You know, we've had a leak, and we went to get it fixed, and they dug down there, and that's the estimate. So, you know, it's my background in real estate, or when I started out in real estate, as you know, I started out with single family homes, and boy, when you have something come up in a single family home, it's typically not going to cost $5,400, depending on what it is. But I mean, typically you won't find that, at least not with mine. I had some turnover costs for about $5,000, but kind of anticipated that. But boy, when there's a fire hydrant, I mean, that's one thing I didn't expect to cost this much money. So yeah, we'll get it addressed, obviously, and then life will go on. But it was one of those things that's happened. Again, we're kind of an update. This is an update within the last 7 days. One of those things that happened within the last 7 days, and it was a character building experience, to say the least. What about you? What's the biggest challenge that happened in the last 7 days?
Yeah, it's been a challenge that's been going on for a little while longer, but really one of my main challenges is time right now, because I'm still spread a little thin. I'm still in the restaurant business, and have some students that are taking up time, and I really enjoy that, and I'm also looking for deals. So time has been it's really been a challenge. There's so many things I want to do, right? I have so many great ideas that are all fantastic, but having the time to do it. And so the way I've tried to address it is I created a whiteboard, and I put like these major bubbles in areas that I want to do, and kind of just look at it. And I was, you know, it was a lot of things on this whiteboard, and, you know, moving things around and prioritizing things and becoming clear what are really the top three priorities, and focusing on those three things. And then, and maybe, de-emphasizing some of the other things that may not be as important, as exciting as they might be. So, you know, that's kind of been my bigger challenge. And I've been doing this for about a week now. So it's a challenge that I'm working on, and that's the way I'm doing it. And I think it's good. I have this whiteboard in my office, and I look at it, and it reminds me whenever I'm about to do something and put it on my to-do list that, you know, does that map into, you know, the top three things I want to do?
Were you inspired by that somewhere, or did you just create that approach?
It's funny. No, actually, I was complaining to my wife about this, and she goes, "Well, I have this whiteboard out in the basement. Why don't you start writing on it?" And I was like, "Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Let me do that." So I'll have to. That was her idea.
Awesome. Yeah, I actually coincidentally I had a whiteboard. I guess it's not a board technically. It's just like something you can buy on Amazon. It's like wallpaper. But it's in a cutout of like a whiteboard, and you just like stick it up on your wall and you can write on it. And I had that for the longest time in my New York City apartment. But since I've recently moved to Cincinnati, I haven't put that back up. But I loved it because I would just list out the top goals I have for that month. And then if I was ever in a lull throughout the day, I just simply look up at the five or six different goals I had for that month, and I'd be able to see what I need to be working on.
Okay, there you go. There's your best ever advice for the day right there.
There you go. There you go. We're going to make this thing out of two episodes I'll just like cut and paste and put in another episode.
Now, this is great. So real quick, just what are you working on now here next week or two?
Well, I've got that conference, that family office conference I'm going to in Miami. So that's a top priority for me. Then I'm working on a contract myself. I've got a buyer for my apartment community in Cincinnati, and we've agreed upon the LOI. They've sent over their contract, which aligned with the business terms that we've agreed upon in the LOI. Our attorneys, you know, marked it up, sent it over to them, and now it's back over to them. So we're doing the lawyer volley back and forth. But I'd say within the next 7 days, assuming that things go according to plan, then we'll be getting that signed and they'll be entering into the due diligence stage. Houston deal, I got a 250 unit in Houston. That's going well. So, as far as what I'm doing, I'm going to be sending out an email to my investors. I do that at the end of every month or at the beginning of the next month. So I'll be sending out a monthly email. And then I'd say, again, it's just finding that 5 to 10 million money partner. And I think the family office conference is going to be the way to go there.
Yeah, awesome.
What about you? What you got going on this week?
Well, I'm going to work on the 76 unit. That's a pretty big deal, and see where it goes. I've had a couple other properties under contract the last 6 months and uncovered things during due diligence that didn't work out. So I'm cautiously optimistic, but I'm not going to be too crushed if it turns out to be a complete dud. We'll see. And I continue looking for more deals and filling the pipeline, specifically through networking more, not only with brokers, but more specifically through others. There's a lot of eyes and ears on the ground. And a key to that was identifying like my top 10 cities that I, that are driven by certain economic indicators, high yield and, proximity to me and personal preference. And that really helps narrow the focus down a little bit and helps people guide people and myself in looking for deals. So those two are probably on the deal finding side, top priority for me. And that's kind of what I'm working on now.
And do you have the money lined up for them?
Yeah, I have a good amount of money lined up for the kind of deal I'm looking for. That's right. And the challenge has been that I need to find a deal because people, people's priorities change with time. And one day they're willing to invest and the other day they've maybe deployed or something happened. So it's one of those things where there's a certain sense of urgency whenever you have kind of investor money lined up.
Remind me again, that 76 unit, you found it through one of your students or somewhere else?
Yeah, this was through one of my students. And what I'm finding is, I'm teaching them how to analyze and find deals, and that's great, and to raise money. But sometimes the deal precedes the money. And when that happens, they go, "Oh my gosh, I got this deal. I think I got a bite on this thing, but I don't have the money quite raised for you yet. What do I do?" And I said, well, if it fits my criteria, let's talk and refer to me, or we'll partner on it or do something. And this is a fairly recent phenomenon for me, and it's something that's starting to get some traction.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else that we should catch up on?
No, I think that's it. I think it's a great opportunity. I appreciate the dialogue here and finding out more what you're up to.
Yeah, well, I love catching up with you, Michael, and love hearing about what you got going on. It's always nice to chat with someone who's actively doing this stuff as well. And best ever listener. Do you call your listeners, or do they have a special name, or do you call them the Blancs?
Yeah. I already have the mini Blancs. Those are my four kids, so no, I wouldn't call them that. listeners is fine.
All right. Fine. Well, now there's like a superiority complex, though, because I've got the best ever listeners, and then
how can I
you've
beat
got
that?
Listeners.
I just have listeners,
Hey, we're all created equal. So whatever our name is, I hope everybody enjoyed the conversation with the special edition of Follow Along Friday. Go ahead and shoot me an email at info@joefairless if you like this format. This is the first time I've done kind of a dialogue format on Follow Along Friday, or you can tweet me at Joe Fairless, whatever. However, you're resourceful. You can figure out how to get a hold of me. And let me know what you think about this format. And Michael, it's been great. I hope you have a best ever weekend. And I guess we'll catch up soon, my friend.
Sounds good. Have a great week.
If you need money for your flipping project, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. You'll know within 30 seconds if you're approved or not to get money for your residential flip. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever.
Okay, here's a no-brainer. Since you're a real estate entrepreneur, you know that selecting a health insurance plan is a real pain, and dealing with the whole process is a pain. That's why I've partnered up with Stride Health, and they make the whole process really easy, and they have a personal concierge service for you to help you out. They've got a fancy algorithm that helps find the right health plan just for you, and on average, they can save you $400 a year, and it only takes 10 minutes. Go to stridehealth.com/best ever. That's STRIDEHEALTH.com/best ever.